nice name or something.
Thank you for holding. Is this Tom?
Yes.
Hey, Tom. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Ah, so far, so good. It's been a busy morning, so good problems to have over here. I understand that you were speaking with my representative here, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you. Did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No, I think I know how it works. I told her, you know, I mean, right now we're just starting. I mean, I just been out for getting business cards made last week, so we don't even have cards yet. My two concerns was, one, the price. You know, it sounds like, I know what you're doing and I like it.
Okay.
The price up front, because we're just getting started. Secondly is, I know that when I am searching for stuff, when that little map shows up, pops up, and there's two or three companies over there, if I click on one and there's no website, usually I close out of that one, I go to the next one. And we just got business cards ordered, so we didn't have a website yet. So I didn't know if this is premature for me or not. Mm-hmm. If we don't do it today, it's something I'll be looking at in the future, but
okay.
I'm willing to hear what some costs. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to let you know, the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available. You know, a lot of people make the mistake of getting the website and then the website doesn't have the placement, and so it's not getting looked at, right? Not getting any traffic. So the placement's more important than the website. However, I'll try to put something together for you, special, right? But the guys that are up there now are McGill Trucking and Excavating. I don't know if you heard of them before, or Pinkston Excavating.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then there was Turner Excavating as well, but we have one spot open. So once we fill that spot for this service area, we close it out. So we can't just sign you up whenever. We have to have that spot open, right? So it's something that we're actively looking to fill today. I know my reps like Tara, they're helping me with it. They're kind of calling out. Now, I think she sent you a link so you could see everything. If you go to your text messages, there's a link there to the company pricing page. And then I could show you rather than just tell you to make things a lot smoother.
All right, I'm opening it up now.
Okay.
Yep, we got it open.
All right, so should say take control of your online presence. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you scroll down underneath our proven success, our process, you'll see our Google Ads partner badge. It'll say like premier Google partner or the highest rated Google partner in the industry. There's a little badge there. If you click on that badge, it will take you to google.com/partners to verify. Now you have our license and our credentials.
Yeah, click on the Google partner badge?
Yeah, if you want to click on it, just so you know you're working with the right people, that has our badge and our credentials there. So just showing Local Splash has met all the requirements to be a Google partner. We've been a Google partner since 2016.
Okay.
Okay, so that way you know you're working with the right people, in case Tara didn't go over that with you. That's crucial. There's only four premier Google partners in the whole United States, so you're talking to one of them. Okay. If you scroll down, though, a little bit further, you'll see the packages and the pricing structures. When you go back to the pricing page, you'll see, like, premier SEO packages, local bundles plus Google ads, and then you'll see some different ones towards the bottom, platinum SEO, local bundle plus Facebook ads. You see those?
Yeah.
Okay. The one you're looking for. Yeah. Go past those premier, though. Go past the premier ones. Go to the regular, essential, pro, and platinum. That's what we're talking about. Premier would only be like if you tell me, hey, you want to cover further than 50 miles from your address, then we would have to do one of those premier packages. Okay. But if you want to keep it pretty local starting out, you know, within a 50-mile radius, then these are the ones that are going to be ideal for you. What I was thinking I could do is I could put you on this platinum bundle. It says most popular. Obviously not give you the platinum pricing structure, right? That's the whole point of me getting on the line. But that platinum bundle would give you the website too. That's what I was pointing out. It has an optimized landing page in there, which is actually a custom website design. We'll fully customize and build a site for you and host it and have it attached to that listing. So like you're saying, you know, you scroll past the ones without a website, we'll make sure that the customers like you are able to see that you have a website, your reviews there, right? But in this package, you're also getting Bing to be a top option on Bing, not just on Google. And then you also have Facebook advertising, which gives your Facebook marketing a huge boost. We do a biweekly posting on that where you get marketed to people who have looked up your services in the past or are currently looking up one of the services you provide. So this is an A to Z package. Basically, Tom, you shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned. It's covering all your bases online to go along with that first page placement on Google, right? But what I was thinking I could do, if you want to come on board with us today, is I could get you the Platinum package for the Essential package pricing structure. And that's the lowest pricing structure we have on our pricing page. It's $299 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay, and so I was trying to look here and see the difference between the Essential and the Platinum.
A big difference. Yeah, a big difference. The Essential doesn't include the website. It doesn't include Facebook advertising. It doesn't have Amazon Alexa voice search. Yeah, there's a lot missing from it. There's usually not a tracking system. So what I did was basically only just charge it for the first three lines, which is Google Places, Bing Local, and your SEO content creation. And then all the additional features that I could get for your company, I included at no additional cost. And the reason that I did that is because the goal here is to retain you long term. The more return on investment that I could show your company each month, the more likely you are to stick with us long term, right?
Right.
So those tools like having a website, you know, making sure that people aren't clicking on your competitors instead of you, right? I want you to have those. Things like your Facebook advertising, if that's going to bring in two or three new clients every month, I'm sure it's not going to outperform your Google listing, but I'd want you to have that. Two or three new clients each month easily offset the cost of this program for the rest of the, you know, year with the kind of work that you do. So I'm trying to basically put us in position to work with you long term. I don't know how long you're planning on running the company, but it's a pretty new company. So I'm thinking, it starts out, sure, you know, we lose in the beginning, you know, maybe the first 2-3 months, we're not actually making back what it's taken us to get everything up and running for you. But if it works out how we think it's going to work out, and this does turn into a long-term solution, then, you know, Google and our company will make that money back tenfold, right? So also what I would do for you, too, is I would waive your setup fee. So you don't have to pay the $299 setup, okay? It's just $299 out the door. Get your foot in the door each month reoccurring at $299 on the 22nd day for as long as you choose to remain with us.
Okay. And then when I sign up for this, you know, obviously, you know, you're setting this up. So like you said, we will be long term. And I think that the benefits, I'm sure a guy would want to. But if something was to happen, I mean, is this a month-to-month deal or how long am I signed up for?
No, the $299 I have you quoted at right now is month-to-month. If you wanted to do a six-month agreement, I could set that up for you. But what I do with a lot of my guys is I start out month-to-month just to make sure it's working and your reviews are coming back good and everything from your customers. And then usually if, you know, 2-3 months down the line, if everything checks out, then I'll make you an offer for something long-term. And that way you could save yourself a little bit more.
Okay. Okay. And on this Platinum package where you've got their you're saying you give me a website template or something to build my website to?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we build it for you. You want to see an example?
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. I'll text it over to you. Sorry. What were you going to say though? I feel like I cut you off there. The delay.
Oh no, I was just asking about the. I'm interested in all this. You got me at a good time, but at a bad time. I've got to leave for a doctor's appointment in a few minutes, but I've got about an hour drive to get there. So
okay.
If I have to get off of here, I can reconnect on the road. I just, the website and then, the Facebook page. What would you say about that?
Yeah. So the Facebook page, if you already have one, we won't recreate it. What we'll do is we'll get access to it though. From you, so we'll send you a request form and get the access to it, and then we'll do a weekly or biweekly, depending on the frequency you guys like, posting on your Facebook page, and then we'll also run ads through it. So the Facebook ads are really cool, where if somebody's done like a voice search for excavation in their area, maybe if it's been in the past week, they go onto Facebook, you actually come up as like a pop-up to the side. So it remarkets you to people who have looked it up in the past, but also people who are doing an active search on Facebook if they type in excavation contractors or go to Facebook Marketplace looking for an excavating contractor. So
Okay.
It's a good source. I'll be honest with you, though, 90% of your calls are just going to come from Google. That's what everybody uses. Most people don't go past the first page when they're doing the search, and having you as a top recommended option on the first page, like that's where all your phone calls and traffic is going to come from. The idea here is just to have all your bases covered, though, so that way you don't have 100 different bills floating around. You know, it's like your one-stop shop for everything, and you have a 24/7 customer service available to you.
Okay. All right, and you're saying we get the platinum package, $299 a month. You waive the setup fee, month to month. It's month to month, and if I decide I want to enter into more of a long-term deal down the road, then you can give me a more attractive package than that even.
Yeah, save you even more money. Yep, so you just got to let me know. I'll send you my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead, and then there's going to be an account management team helping me. But if you want to upgrade and do like a 3, 6, or 12-month prepay, you just call me directly.
Okay. Like I said, I got to run here.
If you want to give it a shot, Tom, I can have you off the line here in like 2 to 3 minutes, but I'll have to circle back with you at a set time later today or tomorrow for your client interview.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
You want to do that? Okay.
Go ahead and get me signed up. Yeah.
All right. I'll go as fast as I can. Give me 1 second. So Tom, short for Thomas, right?
Yeah.
Last name Roth, like the business?
Yeah.
All right. And what's your business email where I could send the receipt and the agreement in writing?
Tom@precision, PreciSion, Molds, MOLDS, .net.
.net. Okay. Tom@precisionmolds.net. And then the phone number that we're on right now is the best phone number for your customers to call you?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a secondary line just in case I need to get a hold of you?
Yes. We're also listing our home phone. This is my mobile phone. This is the best. And then the home phone number is going to be 57. You ready for the home phone?
Now I am. Go ahead.
573-224-5539.
Okay. Update. All right. So I'll have the customers always call the cell phone. If I'm having trouble getting a hold of you on the cell phone, then I'll call you on the landline there, the 5539.
Okay.
All right. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's say 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Okay. So we're going Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
Just Monday through Friday for now.
Okay.
Well,
you want to go by appointment on the weekends? That way they can call you.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's up to you to hash it out with them. All right. So I got the profile set up here. That 14 Country Road 465, you can receive mail there?
Yeah. And I really need to give you my, my residential address. When that was set up on, yeah, that was wrong address. So my mail that I'm my residential is in Greenville.
Okay.
And my mailing address is P.O. Box 287.
Oh, I see. Okay. So if I sent it to this 14 Country Road 465, would it forward to your P.O. Box? Because they don't want you sending your Google PIN to a P.O. Box.
Yeah, let me give you my Wayne County address.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I've got, let me explain really quick. When I set this up through Angie Leeds, I don't know what I was thinking. I set it up through my business address and my manufacturing and Papa Bluff, but I actually live in Greenville. And I tried to get them to change it and act like it was a big deal. But
yeah.
I really like this, my Greenville, my home address. So my home address is 567 Wayne. 221B.
OK. Okay.
Greenville, Missouri, 63944.
Okay, hold on, here we go.
But my mailing, I do not get mail there. I have to give you my P.O. box in Greenville to get mail.
Yeah, see, that does cause a little discrepancy there, Tom, because Google won't pin verify a P.O. box number. But what I can do is I'll send you over the form. I'll use this address as the actual address, and then I'll send you over the form for your Google verification, and you fill that out and submit it, okay? And then once that form's submitted, we'll do the verification that way. So it's pretty easy. You want to just fill it out as much as you can. If there's a section that's missing or if you don't have a piece of the paperwork that it's requesting, no, it's not a problem. But this address is actually – oh, sorry, go ahead.
That's a 911 address.
The
address is coming up. I mean, I got different ones. I got one Greenville, and then the other one's Essex.
No, this Greenville's mine.
Okay, but when I put this Greenville, it just says 221B Greenville. And it leaves it like that. There's not more to it as far as the Google verified ones. When I look up 567 Lane, you said L-A-N-E, Lane?
No, Wayne, W-A-N-E.
Wayne, oh, gotcha.
Yeah, W-A-Y-N-E.
Gotcha. That's the problem. Okay, I found you. Sorry about that. All right.
No problem.
I'll send this paperwork over with your invoice receipt. I'm going to text it to you so that way it comes through as well.
So, and then I can give you my P.O. box for mail?
They won't use the P.O. box for a mailing address. The only thing we send you in the mail ever is your PIN, is your Google PIN. And we only got to do that one time. So the way to bypass that is I'm going to list your actual address, and I'll hide it. I'll use your actual address for the profile, but I'll hide it so people don't show up to your house. But then I'll have you guys fill out this form for your Google verification. So that way we don't have to worry about any discrepancies happening with the mail. The post office should still forward it to your P.O. box, even if we put this address on there, but I'm not going to rely on that. If it gets lost in the mail, we could still bypass it by you guys filling out this form. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right.
That's why I'm just triple checking everything, so that way we're not missing anything.
Okay.
So Greenville. So 567 Wayne 221B. Greenville, Missouri.
Correct.
Okay, I got you. Update. All right, perfect. And then the client interview. So I know you're trying to get to that doctor's appointment. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but I'll ask for an hour just so we can get through it, make sure we're not missing anything. What's a good time this afternoon where I could circle back with you?
Probably about... Is 4 o'clock too late?
No, that's actually perfect. 4 to 5?
Yeah.
All right, that's perfect, actually. Client interview. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'll text you 1 hour before just to make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, Tom, just let me know. I could always reschedule it for you. Yeah, I also have my direct number and extension there in your text. So, but I want to try to get it done as soon as possible. I'm not a fan of wasting time or even a day, you know. A day is too long for me. It's a couple of clients you could be getting, you know. All right, client interviews, boom. Just add your email. All right, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
I've got a Visa card here.
All right, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name and another business name, but
okay.
It's got my name on it.
It doesn't say Roth Dirtworks on it, though?
No, it does not.
Okay, we'll leave it out. I'll just put it under Thomas Roth. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending that Google PIN?
No, this billing address on this one's the 14 County Road.
Okay, let me swap it out here.
Yeah,
it's totally fine. I just got to make sure it matches up or it will decline it. And you get a call from your bank going, what the heck's going on? All right, and then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4791.
4791.
2475.
2009. 2331.
Expiration
date, month and year? 1026. And 3-digit code on the back?
494.
494. All right. So you're on a recorded line. This is an added form of protection for you. It's called a voice verification. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Roth Dirt Works.
Can you please state your name and title within the business?
Tom Roth, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Roth Dirt Works today?
Yes.
All right, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
And hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
All right. We know what you're already doing now. It's just saying after today, don't add anything additional. You know, that platinum package, you shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned. I try to make us like your one-stop shop for everything, but we don't want you duplicating anything or paying for something you already have. So if you guys aren't sure, just double check with me, okay?
But you know I got Angie's leads right now.
Yeah, I know. Those guys, I mean, a month or two from now, you'll probably cancel them, Tom, if I'm being honest with you. I work with a lot of people who have used them. And those guys, they just, they put themselves on Google and resell leads. They get off of it, but they sell the same lead to like five of you, and they charge you even if you don't get the job. So I'm sure after a month or two of being up there independently, you'll kick them to the side. So anyway, it says,
you got the spelling of this company, right, with an X at the end on
what? Yeah. Yeah. Capital R, capital D, capital W, and then the X instead of a K.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha. All right. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 22nd of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. So I've included the website for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 22nd day, but you'll keep that discounted price at $299 for as long as you're with us. It does state in the fine print you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. If you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing date so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So you're going to get a series of text messages. I think you already got one as the outline of the agreement there in writing. You got to sign off on that. And then there's also that form to get your Google verification going. I know you got to get to this doctor's appointment. Good luck at the doctor's appointment. Hopefully everything goes smooth. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just give me a call directly. There's also 24/7 customer service. And then I'm going to circle back with you between 4 and 5 for the client interview, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. That was as fast as I could go. I'll talk to you soon, Tom, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.